This is the Peace Building with Dr. Pollock Show. You too can be a caller on our show to get free coaching and advice on a workplace conflict you're experiencing. Email us at podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Now let's take a caller. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. So how can I help today?
Well, I had a question for you. It's kind of work-related, ethical, social question. I'm an actor and writer here in New York City, and I'm a queer person. I'm an openly gay man, but I appear, quote-unquote, straight. People don't assume that I am what I am. So as a freelancer, I'm always working with new groups of people, and they don't necessarily know anything about me, so they just, you know, see what's in front of them. And for some reason, some men are comfortable kind of saying pseudo homophobic things in front of me, just assuming that I'm going to be like, oh yeah, brother, right on. But it really bothers me. And I want to try to shut down stuff like that, try to improve the situation, but de-escalating. And I'm trying to figure out how can I address situations like that and stand up for what's right without being adversarial or like I'm trying to start a fight. It's kind of a delicate situation because you want to call somebody out, but you're not trying to put them on blast or anything. And it's almost come to blows once or twice with me, just with, you know, people that I thought were being out of line.
Yeah, because you were feeling so offended and it got to that point where you were like, I have to say something. And yeah, so essentially, you're working with all these different folks. You don't really know them that well, but potentially you'll have some sort of, you know, kind of ongoing work dynamic with them, whether it's a day or a week or a couple of weeks or a month or something. And so you want a good relationship, but you also want to be able to stand up for yourself, let them know that something bothers you, but without creating a sort of sour taste in the relationship. Does that sound right?
Exactly. Without making a big scene, you know?
Yeah, totally. I'm going to give you three sort of archetypes and tell me which one sounds like the right approach for you. Some people call these the Gandhi, Curly, Clint approaches, right? So the Gandhi approach is the really soft, compassionate, open-hearted approach. The mm-hmm. Curly approach is the kind of joke, funny approach, but still getting your point across. And mm-hmm. then the Clint approach is the sort of more stern approach, you know, hard line in the sand, hey, that's bothering me. So like, what do you think would be most appropriate for your personality, communication style, and also for like the dynamic that you find yourself in?
Well, I like the Curly approach because then I can go, whoop, 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 you know, why I oughta, yeah. So that's fun.
Okay.
That's more in line with my personality, is to try to lighten the mood, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe even use some self-deprecating humor or something. The Gandhi,
yeah, so like,
it's a little like heavy-handed maybe for me. It's
yeah.
a little too self-righteous. And then, of course, Clint, it's like, make my day. You know, like I'm not trying to pull weapons out or anything. So probably the second one.
If you go with the Curly approach, if you go with that kind of like lighthearted kind of joking approach, but still getting your point across. If you thought of an example, like we could talk about a specific example of something that someone said, let's just workshop it out. Like what would mm-hmm. it sound like for you to kind of take that Curly approach? What was something that someone said recently or
you know, like maybe they'll be looking at a video or reading an article and they'll be like, well, I don't want to say any profanities, but like, they'll be like, hey, believe this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want to be like, not only can I believe it, but I'm one too. If anyone will believe it, I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, yeah, I don't really care for them either, but my boyfriend does, you know,
yeah,
and I'd be like, what? You know, and I'd be like, yeah, you know, kind of just a way to ease it in, I guess. And, and then maybe they realize like, you know, they kind of bite their tongue, you know, but they're not like, they don't have to do a big mea culpa. We don't have to go to therapy together.
Exactly.
But, you know, we could acknowledge it's a situation and maybe they'll go like, oh, geez, I'm sorry, man. You know, I'll be like, ah, it's cool. There's still a sense of peace there. But
yeah,
I
love that approach. I've seen that approach work. I've actually used this approach in the past when someone has said something that like, you know, because I'm Jewish and they say something about a Jewish person or something and they didn't know I was Jewish. And then I kind of say, as a Jewish person, I might take offense with that. Ha ha ha. Kind of thing. And, oh, I'm sorry. And then it's just like, oh, no big deal, dude. You didn't mean it. So I don't want to necessarily be super offended. And I want to give someone the benefit of the doubt. It's a nice little opportunity to show them that, you know, just because they said something that may be offensive to me, I'm not going to jump all over them and I'm actually going to give them a second chance and I'm not going to hold it against them. So I really like this approach, this kind of Curly approach.
No, that's excellent, man. Right. Nobody's on the chopping block. Nobody's getting canceled, but it's like, it's a teachable moment.
Yeah, exactly. So they will kind of feel bad. And then you have that opportunity to say, hey man, no big deal. Like you did, you know, just letting you know for the future, that kind of thing. And then it tones things down, and it can actually help you guys grow a little bit or get to know each other a little bit more and help him feel more, or him or her feel more comfortable with you.
I love that, man.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks. I hope that was helpful. I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. And I just like to say, I'm only half Jewish, so the Jew stuff only bothers me a little bit, you know.
Yeah, but it's 50%, it's better.
No, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Peace Builder with Dr. Pollock show. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more workplace conflict advice. Share on social media if you think your friends and colleagues would benefit from this episode. And if you have a workplace conflict and want to be a caller on our show, for free coaching and advice, please email podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Thanks.